Okay, we'll get started. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. We're so pleased and honored to join you and talk about a project that a research team that we both work together on has been thinking about for a long time, which includes questions like what information is missing when you move beyond a repository looking at open source.
Have someone saying that you should speak up.
I will do my best. Something happened last night. I can't explain it. So in this talk, we are going to explore some stories about what can go wrong and how we as researchers and practitioners in the community can work to find best practices for open source ecosystems research. As it helps you, our slides and speaker notes can be found at, and I will spell it out, bit.ly/beyond-the-repo-fosdem24.
Hi, so I'm Julia Ferrioli. I work at AWS as their open source AI ML strategist, but that's not what I'm here for today. I have had one foot in research and one foot in practice for basically my entire career, and I'm especially interested in what motivates people within open source, as well as the potential for the understanding of motivations to increase resiliency of our digital infrastructure.
And hello, I'm Amanda Casseri. Please keep reminding me to speak up if I forget. I work in Google's open source programs office as an engineer. I also continue to work around data and AI. And I'm also a researcher. And I look at it, have an emphasis of looking at open source through an intersectional and a feminist complexity lens. And our co-author who could not be here today is Dr. Juniper Lovato. She is a multidisciplinary complex system scientist who is a research assistant professor of computer science at the University of Vermont. And her work explores the ethical and governance issues related to socio-technical systems.
So